Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 7 through 9 and 12. Calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over impure spirits. These were his instructions: take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. They went out and preached that people should repent. God equips us for the journey. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Get ready. Pack everything you need. What do you need to go camping or to your favorite vacation spot? Clothes? Shoes, toothbrush, flashlight, phone, tablet, and don't forget anything. When we go somewhere, we prepare. We pack all the things we need and want. We check our phones for battery length. We plan where we want to go, what we want to see, and how we will get there. More people are doing that now in the summertime than any other time of the year. Then we hear Jesus' instructions from our Bible reading. Take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Nothing? Think about what his disciples must have been thinking. How will we eat? Where will we sleep? How will we survive the journey? The Lord gave them everything that they needed for the journey. Jesus wanted the disciples to trust in him, not the earthly stuff. Jesus wants us to trust in him too. We can often trust too much in the things that we need or want. We don't know how we will eat or sleep or how we will survive. It can feel dark when we do not know. Trust me, Jesus says, I will provide for you on your trip. Jesus has something very special for us to do on this journey. Tell a person frightened because of their sins that God doesn't see their sins because of Jesus. Tell someone who refuses to say, I'm sorry for what they did wrong, that they need to. Tell them to live in God's light. Jesus is the light that shows the answers to all of our questions. He shows us that the only thing we need is his salvation and home in heaven. Jesus shines on us and through us. So while we might be packing for vacation and not a mission trip, we are to be ready and shine Jesus. He never stops shining the light of his greatest answer in our lives. So, we reflect that light in the world so that they might know that their questions are answered in the light of Jesus. The world will know through us that the Savior Jesus is the only light needed. We give thanks in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for shining in our lives so that we know we are saved. Give us the strength and courage to reflect your light to everyone we see. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.